So first of all, I'd like you to have a look at what this is all about. Bubbles of faith. Bubbles we've been blowing around while we had the collection. We've had the balloons with the prayers on them. There's balloons decorating the church. And there's still a lot of more bubbles to come. So I have a picture here which is very similar to this one on my November calendar. There are bubbles of methane gas frozen in a lake water. So, well, it really makes me think, frozen in lake water. It reminds me of faith, which I think is a pretty big word. It's a small word, but it's got so much meaning. So let's look up what faith is about. In Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." I'll just say that again. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see." So think, can you see microwaves? No, you can see what they do, okay. Can you see the wind? No, we see what the wind does and we can hear it's passing through trees. What about electricity? I wouldn't suggest you stick your finger in any place important because then you would feel it. No, we don't want to do that. Those are the sort of the invisible things, but they're there. And faith is very similar. I'm going to use the big words from the message for the same passage that we've just been looking at. It goes like this. The fundamental fact of existence is that this faith in God, this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's the handle on what we can't see. Now, we can't see love, but we can see the results and feel the response. So let's have a closer look at these lake bubbles. Now, you can see them only at this time of year, during the winter, when it's cold. You can see them because it's against the dark lake water. And this is a hard place, a hard environment. And the bubbles are surrounded on all sides, but they're only visible in the cold. So faith is like that. In the hard times of life, in the reversals of life's directions, when things go wrong, faith can take us closer into God. And this becomes like a stepping stone to blessing. So either our faith shines out or we're tossed around from here and there. So that is all about faith. And it's a great thing to have. This is Sniff and Scurry. I think you may remember them from a few weeks ago. In fact, Colleen, I think, had a visit from them last week, yes. So, oh, you've got beautiful tails. What's the matter? Oh, they feel left out because they weren't included in the Noah's Ark song. We better do a quick singer for them, okay? Right, okay. Good old Noah had it, like God told him to. And on that ark he had two mice, like God told him to. With a here and a there, here a there a everywhere a. Oh God, Noah had an ark, like God told him to. Well, thank you that I didn't forget you. Maybe you'd like to go with Aileen and get some cheese. Okay, right. See you later. Right. So now that reminds me. Oh, we've forgotten to mention and pull in with our talk about Noah's Ark. So Noah's faith in God. God had a big plan to save the world and the animals and the insects and the mice and Noah's family. And Mary? Ah, that's the other one we've seen today. She accepted and trusted in God, knew it was going to be hard. God showed his big plan to save us all through his son Jesus. What was Mary's response? Okay, she trusted God, who started this, and God will see me through. Though this will be hard, I know I'm not alone. Yeah. God is with me every step of the way. And in, later in Luke it says, and I will treasure all these things in my heart. So I pray this is your faith response too, to the hard times of life.